And now,
listen very, very carefully.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Now's a good time to break the big news.
The Rat Report.
Can't make up such a thing as that. I dare you to even try.
Starting off the Rat Report, Wisconsin has a problem. Basically, it's how do you stop people from doing the nasty in the woods? The first attempt at solving the problem was authorities closed the Mazo Nude Beach near the Madison area on the weekdays, hoping it'd keep people from going into the woods and doing it. Well, between June and early October, they actually issued 13 citations for doing the forest mambo. Authorities say the problem is far bigger than what the numbers suggest, because basically that all occurred during just 7 days of surveillance, and most people were able to run off before wardens could cite them. So far, police say they're at a loss for what to do next. You know what? It's Wisconsin. What else are they gonna do?
Breast. Who cares whose breast it is?
A breast. One breast?
Let's cover their breast.
How's the remaining breast? Is it big? Breast.
Final story for you, and it's proof that it's all about the gimmick for your business. Suzette Hall of Colorado has found a way to get more men to get haircuts. She does this by offering topless hairstyling services. Bad news for Suzette, police have already shut her down. Believe it or not, it has nothing to do with the topless hairstyling. Suzette's former business partner called police and told them about what she was doing, and they basically showed up and shut her down because she didn't have a license for hairstyling. According to the arrest warrant, the former partner called police about the incident because she did not believe this was proper or safe. Suzette did tell police that she applied for a nude license for hairstylists, but unfortunately no such license exists. Well, there you go. Get your new license and then reopen the business is a little off the top.
The Rat Report.
Have you learned anything?
Y94.